I have a little survey I'd appreciate your help with this morning, and I would like for you to participate. You don't have to raise your hand, but when was the last time you sinned? What kind of question is that, Pastor? That's private. Get out of here with that kind of stuff. And as I, when I lived in New York, they said, "Get out of here. Get out of here." What do you mean? What's up? When was the last time that you sinned? Now, you know the last time you sinned. God knows the last time you sinned. Don't raise your hands. Okay? In Psalm 23, it says, I'm sorry, Romans chapter 3:23. That's Romans 3:23, says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Everybody needs forgiveness. Everybody needs the forgiveness of a Savior. You see, today I want to help us understand what forgiveness is. What is forgiveness? Well, forgiveness is for sinners. Forgiveness, we realize we need it. For all have sinned. Romans 3:28. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So we all here need forgiveness. And therefore, it is very important that we understand what forgiveness is. We need to forgive others, and we need others to forgive us. When was the last time that you sinned? Wait a minute, Pastor. You're really getting out of control here. You're really getting into my business, so I'm going to hit that button over there, and I'm going home. No, don't go home just yet. You can't go home. But the last time, when was the last time you sinned? What I'm trying to convey to you and to me and to all who hear, that we are sinners in need of a Savior. We are sinners in need of a Savior. We have all sinned. And recently, even if it's not by deed, by the thoughts in our minds, and sin is being contrary to God and the law of God and the way of God. We all have sinned and we all need forgiveness. That's my point. We all need forgiveness. We need to forgive others, and we need others to forgive us. And here's my definition. Here's my point about forgiveness. Forgiveness is love in action. If you don't remember nothing else today, remember what I said, that forgiveness is love in action. How many of you would like to be loved? Well, I'm glad God loves us. Yes, Jesus loves us. Isn't that wonderful? We are loved by him. But we have always and have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we need the tenderness. We need the care. We need the love of a Savior. All have sinned. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Everybody needs what? Forgiveness. Forgiveness. We sin against one another. But most importantly, we sin against God Almighty. And this sermon is for everybody because we all have sinned. And I like the way Toby Mac puts it, just in case you think that, well, maybe this sermon's not for me and I'm not a sinner. Toby, talk to us.
We all make mistakes sometimes, and we all step across that line. But nothing's sweeter than the day we find, we find. It's hanging over him like the clouds of Seattle. Ain't raining on his swag, falling deeper in the saddle. It's written on his face, he don't have to speak a sound. Somebody call the 5-0, we got a man down. Now you can go and play it like you're all rock and roll. But guilt does a job on each and every man's soul. And when your head hits the pillow at the nightfall, you can bet your life that it's gonna be a fight, yo. Cause we all make mistakes sometimes, and we've all stepped across that line. Nothing sweeter than the day we find forgiveness, forgiveness, and we all start.
temper. If I could throw this anger inside of me pent up. My heart been broken, my wounds been open. And I don't know if I can hear I'm sorry being spoken. But those forgiving much should be quicker to give it. And God forgave me for it all, Jesus been forgiveness. So when the stones fly and they aim at you, just say forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. Now you can go and play it like you're on rock and roll. Kill pills of drama on each and every man's soul. And when your head is the pillow at the nightfall, you can bet your life that it's gonna be a fight. Cause we all make mistakes sometimes, and we've all stepped across that line. But nothing's sweeter than a very fine.
Forgiveness. And we also need to forgive. You see, forgiveness is love in action. And God created us to love one another, even to love our enemies. That's how important forgiveness is. This is not just forgiving your brother we're talking about or even singing about. We're talking about forgiving those who sin against us, those who hurt us, those who are out to get us, as we think sometimes. We have been given the love of God to express that same love towards our enemies. Next week, I want to get into more detail, but you realize that we have an enemy-loving God? Now think about that one for a moment. We worship a God who loves his enemies. And guess what? If you're breathing at one time or another, God was on your enemies list. You did not love God. How do I know that? Because you wanted to do what you wanted to do, and what you wanted to do was always right, was contrary to God. But God has called us and loved us and forgiven us. Forgiveness is love in action. He came and took action. He gave his son, his only beloved son, and had him nailed to a cross. A son who was unfairly treated, who never sinned. He made him to be sin for us sinners. Now that's not right. as we see it. That's not fair, but that is forgiveness. When the person who is right is sacrificed for the person who is wrong? No, Pastor, that's just not right. That's not all right. What religion? This is Christianity I'm talking about. That the righteous one comes and dies for the unrighteous. You see, I'm telling you all this so that your faith may be in him. You might trust him. You might live by his strength. And that you would also be like him. You see, it says in Acts 20 and verse 35, it is more blessed, it is more joyous to give than to receive. You say, I know you've lost your mind now, Pastor. You want to get you a wig or something to bring some right kind of vibes to your head, because that don't make sense. That is more blessed for me to give than receive. No, it's more blessed for me to give or to keep and take more from you. That's how I roll. But that rolls into death, not into life. And I'm here today to show you the word of God. I'm not going to preach too long today. But you see, this is the way of life that I've come to embrace years ago, and that many of you listening to have embraced it. It is the way of giving, not the way of getting. It's a way of taking. But God so loved the world that he gave. God gave the first offering. He offered his only begotten son. It didn't like he had another spare one. No, this is the only one, and he's giving it to us. It is more blessed. Acts 20 and verse 35. And if you have embraced this way of life, I'm here today to evangelize you, to tell you the good news, that it is better. It is more blessed to give than receive. I'm not talking about your offering and your money. No, I'm talking about your heart. That as God has loved us, he says, I want you to love each other that way. He says, I don't want anything from you but the best. And the best is to love one another, to forgive one another. Forgiveness is love in action. He didn't just say, okay, son, you go and tell me how it went when you get back. I'll be here on the porch rocking and waiting for you to come. No, that's not the picture. The picture is his son is sprung out on a cross. His son is beaten to death, crucified. For you sinners like me and you. And he calls us in the same way. Talking back to the last sermon I gave, that he has come to bring life to us, to live that crucified life, to live life eternal. And it says in an amazing way in Scripture, you say, where is the Scripture, Pastor? Well, my eyes have not fallen on it yet. But Peter asked Jesus this question. You check it out, find it later. 1 Peter 3:9. 1 Peter 3:9 says, do not repay evil for evil, or tit for tat, as we want to say, or taking from somebody because they took for you. Or getting even. We call that payback. But God does not live by payback. God lives by forgiveness. His love in action. You see, because he will repay. He promises that to us. I will repay, says the Lord. And he can pay back better than us. He says, trust me. He says, I'm calling you to a new way of life. It's not about payback. It's about giving your life. He says, I'm here today to tell you that that is a better way of life of payback. Now think about this. All of the people that have ever hurt you, you would like to hurt them, right? Come on, right? That was an amen. Yeah, you clapping? No, you ain't clapping. I'm pounding my fist. Because some of you like to pound your fist through somebody's head. That is not God's way. That is not forgiveness. It is love in action. It is not action against somebody else. This is what forgiveness is all about. It is love in action, not payback in action. God says, I will repay. God can pay back better than you or me and all of us put together. And his goal is eternal life, even for those who have hurt you. And he wants us to take on that same way of life, to forgive others, like we said last week, as Christ has forgiven us. That's how we should forgive others. Are we willing to do that? Are we willing to trust that God's way is better? I believe it, and I have lived it. There are times when I have wanted to, I won't tell you what I wanted to do, but I was so angry. But that's not what God called me to do. He called me to love my enemy. This is a whole new way of life. Not kill your enemy. Not beat up your enemy, but love your enemy. Love him so that even though he knows he's done you wrong, he's amazed that you would come and bless him rather than take from him, rather than getting even. You see, the thing is, we know that God can pay back much better than we can, and that God has a vision even for those who sin against us. Because God can call that person. God can save that person. God can give the same good news, perhaps, and we know God can do it better than I can or anybody else, that your past enemy can now become your brother. And the brother who forgives. Now you and the person who hurt you is experiencing love in action. And this is to spread throughout all the world, where it's a love your enemy kind of religion. See, Jesus came and his enemy slew him. But guess what Jesus said? Get him for me, Father, get him. You know it's wrong. No. Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Say, what? They knew what they were doing when he picked up that stick to beat me with. Now Jesus says, no. They didn't understand what my Father had for them. They didn't understand that my sacrifice of my life for them would bring new life to them and to all others. See, this is awesome. This is wonderful. This is what forgiveness is about. And the very people who hurt you and who were against you, maybe even beat you up, those same people, God wants to take and transform them to be like you. And to be like Jesus. It's a wonderful thing that God has called us to. And his son, Jesus Christ, will die for our enemies. He says, love your enemies. Why? Because I'm going to die for them. I'm going to give them a life they never imagined. Now, if you go and beat them up before they get to heaven, what are you going to say to them? When they come dressed in white, rejoicing, shining in glory. No, they will come praising the Lord, but they will come to understand why? Because you love them. As Jesus loved us, it works because Jesus loved his enemies and we were his enemies. Now God wants us to go and love our enemies and help change their lives. Oh, I think I've said enough. I will save some for next week on the same subject, but I want us to sing a bit. And Father, I just want to pray that you would change our ways. Help us to become love in action. Forgivers, not forgetters. Wanting to get as much as we can. Wanting to get even. Forgive us of that, Lord. Oh, forgive us, Father. We want your way of life, Lord. Help us to live like Jesus lived. Help us to love like Jesus. Help us to be infinite forgivers, even as Peter asked. Now, Lord, how many times do I have to forgive these knuckleheads? Peter was not converted when he was saved. I'm not saying he called them knuckleheads, but he might have. How many times I got to do this? And Jesus said 70 times 7, which is a number of infinity. Forever and on, you must forgive your enemies. That's what we're being called to, because there's joy in it. For forgiveness is love in action. We want to be a part of that. We don't want to do it our way anymore, Lord. Bring us to repentance. If we still want the old way, Lord, change that in us. And we ask you to do it for your Son's glory and for your glory. Use us, Lord. Let us shine for you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Which way will you choose? Will you choose the Jesus way? Even if they hurt you? And by the way, if there are any parents with real young children, you may not want to stay or have them go into another room with some of the video we'll have in a few minutes here. But now we partake of the Lord's Supper. We partake of the body of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. Forgiveness is love in action. And he took action. He let them kill him and beat him. That's unbelievable. But because you do believe that that is true, you live and I live. We live the Jesus way in everything we do. That's so apropos, that song. Through the blood of Jesus. I want us to turn to Matthew 26. We'll read 26, maybe 28, as we prepare to partake of Jesus through the Holy Spirit. Verse 26, when Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples, as you know, the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. Then the chief priests and all the elders and all the peoples assembled in the palace of the high priest, whose name is Caiaphas, and they plotted to arrest Jesus in some sly way and kill him, but not during the feast. They said, or they may riot if we do that amongst the people. And while Jesus was in Bethany, in the home of a man known as Simon, a leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster box, very expensive perfume. She poured it out because she knew her life would then become his and vice versa. He would die in her place and she would find life in and through him. And it is in and through Jesus Christ. The alabaster box meant nothing. Jesus was her life. And Jesus is better than anything. Forgiveness is love in action. Where we give our lives and we do it his way and not our own way. And that Jesus means more to us than any silver, any gold, or anything else. He is our life. In Deuteronomy 31:8, it says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He is with us. He's made that promise. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. Forgiveness is love in action. He will always be there for us. And he will not forsake us. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Put your faith and your trust in him. It can't be in your car. It can't be in your mate. It can't be in your kids. It can't be in your bank account. It can't be anything but him. That's the Jesus way. That's why it is called Christianity or Christianity. Forgiveness is love in action, and we have a new way of life. Taking the love that he's poured into us and sharing it with others. And as we eat the bread and drink the cup, let us be aware of it, that God has given us new life. And we are to bring forgiveness to people who don't like us, that they may find newness in of life, the Jesus way. And Jesus, we come before you, and we thank you for giving your body for us as we will eat through the bread and giving us the wine that cleanses us of all of our sins, your blood. Thank you so very, very much that you all always, we are always on your mind, that you are always with us in your presence, no matter the situation. You promise to never leave us, never forsake us. With that in mind, knowing he is with us, and he lives in us, and we live in him, and because of him, I think it appropriate that we sing, his eye is on the sparrow, as we eat and drink the blood and the bread. Amen.
And I know.